I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The top U.S. and Russian diplomats said they made no major breakthrough at talks on Ukraine on Friday, but agreed to keep talking to try to resolve a crisis that has stoked fears of a military conflict. After the talks in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned of a, quote, swift and severe response if Russia invades Ukraine after massing troops near its border. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow was still waiting for a written response to demands for security guarantees. But both said they were open to further dialogue, and Blinken saw grounds to hope that mutual security concerns could be addressed. Russia's demands include a halt to NATO's eastward expansion and a pledge that Ukraine will never be allowed to join the Western military alliance. The World Health Organization says coronavirus vaccine boosters should now be offered to people, starting with the most vulnerable, in a move away from its previous insistence that boosters were necessary for healthy adults, and an acknowledgement the vaccine supply is improving globally. At a press briefing on Friday, the UN Health Agency said it was for the first time recommending booster doses of the Pfizer vaccine, beginning with the highest priority groups, about 4 to 6 months after receiving the first two doses, in line with guidance from dozens of countries that embarked upon booster programs months ago. Last year, the WHO pleaded with rich countries to declare a moratorium on offering booster doses until the end of 2021, an appeal that went almost entirely ignored. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 100 people were killed or wounded in an airstrike on a Yemeni prison, rescuers said Friday, after a night of deadly bombing underlined a dramatic escalation in violence. A spokesperson for the International Committee for the Red Cross in Yemen said numbers were still rising following the attack in the home city of the Houthi rebel movement. Quote, there are more than 100 killed or injured. The numbers are going up, he said, citing figures from two hospitals. Gruesome scenes came to light as rescue workers pulled bodies from destroyed prison buildings, according to footage released by the Iran-backed Houthi insurgents. Other videos showed bodies in the rubble and dazed survivors after an air attack from the Saudi Arabia-led pro-government coalition took out a telecommunications hub. Yemen suffered a nationwide internet blackout, a web monitor said. Meanwhile, Kurdish-led forces in Syria killed 23 Islamic State militants, including foreigners, in clashes after the jihadist group attacked a prison in a northeastern city of Syria, a military source said in the Kurdish-led forces. Seven members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces and an allied security force were killed in the attack, an attempt by Islamic State to free prisoners in the jail, according to the military source on Friday. Of course, across the border in neighboring Iraq, 11 Iraqi soldiers, including an officer, were killed on Friday when Islamic State militants attacked their base. That was according to the Iraqi defense minister on Twitter. Islamic State controlled swaths of Syria and Iraq until it was driven from the territory in 2017 by adversaries, including a U.S.-led coalition. A Taliban delegation will travel to Norway for talks with the Norwegian government next week, meeting with representatives of the Norwegian authorities and several allied countries, but also with civil society activists and human rights defenders from Afghanistan. The Norwegian Foreign Ministry said Friday it had invited representatives of the Taliban to Oslo from January 23rd to the 25th. Norwegian newspaper VG said that special representatives from the United States, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and the European Union would take part. It would be the first time since the Taliban took over the country last August that they have met in Europe. Earlier, they traveled to Russia, Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan. Norway's foreign minister said, quote, we are extremely concerned about the serious situation in Afghanistan, calling it a full-scale humanitarian catastrophe. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.